Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The climate crisis is a global issue and requires a coordinated effort from everyone. But the people who will be most impacted by this crisis are often excluded from conversations on climate change, our youth. Naila Moulaw believes that youth need to be involved in climate change discussions and in developing solutions right now. Welcome to the conversation piece.
Hi, everybody. I'm Naila, and I'm a 15-year-old really interested in sustainability, currently working on a few projects at the intersection of climate and exponential technologies. I think I first got very interested in climate when I was in grade 5. This was my first big point of exposure, and we did a very typical grade 5 energy project where people were assigned different energy sources. And I looked into geothermal energy, and this was the first time that I realized how pressing climate change was and just how detrimental our global consumption of fossil fuels was. And it was really scary to hear about, because not only was climate change affecting the environment, not only is it affecting the environment, but also the economy and our society and everything. And so from there, I knew that I was interested in this space, and I was staying up to date with the latest news. But it was towards the end of grade 8 that I started noticing a lot more solar panels being put up. And so when I was driving to school or to the mall, I was seeing a lot more solar panels on roofs and in fields. And this was very exciting to me, because the news was blowing up with climate change. And so I was excited, because I thought we were finally making this transition. But then when I dug into the statistics a little bit, I saw that solar energy only made up 3% of our global electricity generation. And that was super disappointing. So I started looking into why this may be, and I noticed this issue of accessibility with solar panels. Because again, you really only do see them on roofs or in fields. But I started thinking about, you know, what if we could have a solar panel on a window or on a car or on a phone screen? What if we could have transparent and flexible solar panels? I started researching this prospect a little bit, and it started with some very basic research on how solar panels worked, and then digging into scientific literature. And from there, I started crafting this idea, but I also knew that I was just this 14-year-old that I'd been researching this for a few months, and there were people out there with way more experience than me, years and years of experience. It was a little bit intimidating, but then I realized that, you know, why not just reach out to them? And so I got on LinkedIn, and I just reached out to a bunch of people, like the CEOs and CTOs at sustainable energy companies, and I would ask them for a 15-minute call just to get feedback on my ideas. And from there, not only did I start to have this solution, but it was validated by experts in the field. And so that's one project that I'm working on, this transparent and flexible solar panel. But I kind of took that framework of doing research and networking, just following my curiosity a little bit, and I applied it to another really big world problem today, which is plastic pollution. And we all know that plastics are an enormous problem, but I started looking at solutions to plastic pollution. And one of these solutions is bioplastics. Bioplastics are essentially bio-based versions of plastics today. So our plastics come from coal and oil and other fossil fuels, but bioplastics come from crops like corn and sugarcane and potatoes. So it's a lot better than the status quo, but I also notice this problem that if we're using a bunch of crops that humans need to consume, especially with climate change, and we're putting these towards materials, then, you know, what about the people who need to eat these crops? So I started researching second generation aquatic feedstocks, which are crops that grow in water and that humans don't consume. And I came across duckweed in my research. And again, well, that's a very strange sounding species, but it's essentially just a very cool second generation aquatic feedstock. And I started reaching out to people once again. I reached out to the CEO of this company called Pond Biomaterials, and I started working with them over the summer. And so I'm still working with them. They're based in Denmark, and I've been doing some experimentation in a local university lab. But these are just a few projects that I'm working on right now. And I think that it's so important that we're having this conversation because youth do need to be involved in this discussion about climate change. If we think about it, the next generation is going to be the most impacted by this. And so it makes sense that they're also going to be the most integral with helping craft these innovative solutions to combat this crisis.
Nyla Mulau is an innovator at the Knowledge Society, and she spoke at the Walrus Talks at Home, Youth and the Climate Crisis in March 2022. And she's just one of the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have wheeled, walked, and webcammed onto the stage at the Walrus Talks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.